This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Love. All right, you're listening to The Drive, and love is a burning thing. And it makes it sometimes will give you a firing ring on your finger. And my ring caught on fire the other day, and because I've been married 30 years. 30 years of marriage, let me tell you. BJ, how long have you been married?
22.
Scott Killeen is on the other line. All right, he's listening. Scott, God bless you. I know it's a tough thing. He's listening out there in Tennessee somewhere. BJ, you got a good husband, so you're lucky.
I am.
Chris, how many years have you been married?
25 next year, next summer. It's
so you're
now.
The big, what is that, the silver, right?
I don't know. I got to go Google.
I think it's the silver.
I need to figure out what I'm supposed to do.
I think it is silver. My 30th is coming up. This has been the toughest year of the 30 years. Let me just tell you. All right?
It just gets easier, though, Alan. Right?
Well, I hope so. Mike Oberle's on the line. Mike, how many years you been married?
Oh, right about 11.
You're a right child, about. My friend. You're like a child.
He's guessing.
Anyway, Mike Wan, everybody, who is an old buddy of mine, and he is a guy that every time I would go to Barrett Jackson, he'd call me and say, "You here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm here. You here?" He's, "Of course I'm here." The guy lives in a car hauler, just so you know. He's got a big car hauler, and the front of it has living quarters, and I'm talking like a semi. And he goes to these auctions, and he makes his living buying and selling, going to places like Barrett Jackson. And so for I don't know how many years, we've been hanging out at Barrett Jackson. And I said it earlier, when Barrett Jackson pulled out, they do their 3 years. They were in Orange County for, I think, about 3 years, and they were in Barrett Jackson Hot August Nights for about 3 years. Now they just had their first auction at Mohican Sun on the East Coast. They may be there 3 years. Who knows? If it's like a real gold mine, they keep staying there and mining the gold. And so, but that left a void over at Hot August Nights. And who filled the void? But a guy who is, talk about, we were just talking about change, kind of changing your life and the direction of your life. Chris Duke decided to quit his job after a ton of years working for this amazing tech company and go full time into Motors TV now, which I've been wanting him to do ever since I met the guy. And kind of Mike Oberle is doing the same thing by now entering into the auction arena with Mag Auctions. And they're going to do their first one at Hot August Nights, the 30th anniversary of Hot August Nights. So, Chris, you and Mike Oberle really need to pal up and make sure you spend some time together, because you're going to need to drink some apple martinis or something together and talk about what it's
martinis.
Like to be full-on entrepreneurs
exactly.
Now.
No, it's going to be better than that. But yeah, we need to do
if
some
cheersing.
If I'm there,
that's what I'm drinking. Yeah, exactly. So, real quick, Mike, tell us about Mag Auctions at Hot August Nights coming up.
You know, we've been working on this thing. We got into this thing in October of last year, and it has been 24/7, and we have been putting everything, our heart and soul, into this thing. And I tell you what, it's different. I've been doing this for 30 plus years on the outside. Now I'm on the inside.
Right.
And now I respect. Now I want to call up every auction company that I deal with across this country, and I want to apologize for everything I've ever said.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
No, we are really gearing up for this thing. We're so excited. I mean, we have so many people that have come out of the woodwork to help us with this and build this thing to the event that we're really looking to put together and put on for everybody. So,
here's what we're going to do. This is an intervention, right? So, you're like a year into this whole thing, and you have now figured out that, you know, all right, gosh, a really big respect for Barrett Jackson or any of the auctions that are out there, like you said, because all of a sudden you are on the other side of the fence. You are having to deal with the legalities, first of all, the pure entrepreneurial spirit of zero sleep. Have you had any sleep, by the way, lately? Do you know what that is?
No, I mean, I can't get enough toothpicks to hold my eyes open anymore.
I know.
I'm resorting to other issues.
So, Chris, just so you know, that's what you're looking forward to, by the way. When you say goodbye to the normal paycheck, you say hello to, okay, I got to pay the bills. So the only difference is you can take the days off you want. You can go and do what you want in the middle of the day once you get things rolling, Mike. But you have an entrepreneur is kind of the master of his own destiny. And I love it that Chris is joining us because BJ's an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. Mike's an entrepreneur. And now Chris has made the step into full-on entrepreneur. No more parachute. You've burned the boats to say, you know what? There's an old story, and I'll tell it real quick, and you guys, everybody out there can learn from this. There was a general many, many years ago that attacked a foreign land. And when they got there with his army, they burned all the boats in the harbor. The general burned his own boats. Do you know why? He went to his men and he said, men, we either win this army, we either win this battle, or we die here. Do you know they won the battle? And do you know why? Because they burned the boats and they had no way to get back. There was no retreat. It's win or die. And that's the way we have to be as entrepreneurs. We either do what it takes and make stuff happen, check our ego at the door. Am I right, Mike, when I'm saying this?
Oh, you have to go into this thing full force. I'm telling you right now, if you wanted to go into this stuff, you know, half-cocked, you're never going to accomplish anything, and you're never going to succeed, I'm telling you.
Yep. All right, hang tight. I want to put you on the other side of the break. We're going to continue talking about this. All I can tell you, folks, is America is built on the backs of entrepreneurs. Welcome, Chris Duke. Welcome, Mike Oberle. Welcome, BJ. It is The Drive.
This show is presented in part by Catskin. Experience the luxury of a custom leather interior for your vehicle. We'll be right back.